Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
This is Donna Sebo, and wherever you are, I hope it's magnificently gorgeous like it is here in the Pacific Northwest. Today, it's just incredibly beautiful, and we are going to be talking about beauty today, but in another way. For those of you who are getting close to that special number of 60, you may wonder, is there hope, or are we supposed to look like something that has been drug in by the cat 500 years ago? Well, times have changed, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to look like your ancestors looked if they were lucky enough to reach their 60s. And in today's world, it is something that is more commonplace than not. My guest today is Joan Bunny. Her book is called Sexy in Your 60s, How You Can Naturally Reverse the Aging Process and Rejuvenate Your Life on Multiple Levels. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you so much.
It is a delight having you. Now, for those of you listening, I met Joan Bunny at the Northwest Women's Show here in the Seattle area, and she gave me her book, and she had the most wonderful booth there that was just very colorful, very attractive, and she's got a lot of enthusiasm about what she's been able to accomplish. So, Joan, I want people to know that you, at the age of 60, you decided you didn't want to be unattractive. You didn't want to look like what the standard identification of a 60-year-old is, whatever that is. I haven't figured out yet. But you said, I want to go from looking frumpy to really being very, very attractive. And that's what this book is about. It's about your journey, but also some tips and recommendations. Tell us a little bit about your journey, Joan, that enables you at the age of 60 to make this transformation.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm just 64 now, Don. I just turned 64. So
congratulations.
Thank you very much. So it just keeps getting better. I came across some information 4 years ago. I was tired of the way that the media and societal views viewed women my age, and made us feel as though we were over the hill and dried up and on our way out. I didn't feel that way, and I didn't want to be observed that way, nor did I think other women should be either. So I came across some information about the body's pH, and that is the level of acidic and or alkaline properties in the body. It basically rules the body, rules the organ, and rules our health. If we get too acidic, it plays havoc with us, and the body does like to stay in a bit of an alkaline state in order to stay healthy. The underlying message in the book has to do with our health and wellness, and not just health of the body, but also the health of our mind and the health of our spirit, because they all go hand in hand. And when you can put those three things together and learn about them, educate yourself, apply them, that's absolutely necessary. I have now found that I am feeling like I'm 30 rather than 60. I have enormous energy. The body is liking what I feed it, how I hydrate it, how I exercise it, how I keep the mind sharp and in a positive state all the time. And, of course, spirit always kind of waits for the rest of us to catch up. And so, you know, it was there waiting for everything else to come together. So I have three sections to the book, the body, the mind, and the spirit. And I talk about each of those sections. I do start the first section with the body because we are in a health crisis. Unfortunately, we're surrounded by a very toxic food chain, toxic beverages, and that they don't tell us what it is that goes on in our body when we actually eat and drink these things. So again, education is extremely important, and then to make changes to the diet, because You know, if the body isn't healthy, then really, Donna, nothing else is very much fun either.
Well, that's the truth. Now, we've had all kinds of people throughout the years. There was a gentleman who is known as one of the gurus of the health craze. This was in California, and his name was Gaylord Houser, and he worked with the people in Hollywood. We have Jack LaLanne, who's 95 years young today, who is a demonstration of wellness and energy. These are concepts that have been carried forward, but it's not been easily accepted by people. However, in our world today, we're finding a lot of younger people very concerned, as well as the older generation, because of some of the things that you've just mentioned. You have a quote from Jean Houston that I really liked. She said, "I do not accept any absolute formulas for living. No preconceived code can see ahead to everything that can happen in our life. As we live, we grow, and our beliefs change. They must change. So I think we should live with this constant discovery. We should be open to this adventure and the heightened awareness of living. We should stake our whole existence on our willingness to explore and experience." And this was in with Jean's, but I know Martin Buber's name is put with that quote as well.
Yes.
This is a powerful quote because it's something that really speaks to the reality of what we live in today. Now, you made some changes physically. And before we went on the air, you were talking about something you discovered for your skin. But let's go back to the dietary and the exercise patterning, because now you don't start your day with a cup of coffee, according to your book. You start it with exercise. What enabled you to make that shift?
I found that when I make that shift, when I made that shift and applied that shift, miracles happened to me. I found that I wasn't tired anymore. I wasn't sedentary anymore. My body stayed at the height, weight, proportion that it was meant to be. And I'm not saying that, you know, because we are certainly not celebrities or movie stars and do not have these, you know, perfect bodies or the wherewithal to have the means to do that, but I'm talking about what everybody's body has a height-weight proportion that it likes to be at. Some of this comes from, you know, maybe we have larger bones, maybe we're short, maybe we're tall, or whatever we are. But basically, the body likes to stay a certain height-weight, and that allows then the body and all the organs inside of us to work at maximum capacity. I liken it to, you know, your vehicle. You wouldn't dare for anything not put oil, fresh oil changes into your vehicle and keep your vehicle running in a way so that it doesn't break down on the side of the road. And the same thing happens with our body. And I have I found that, you know, refined carbohydrates, which just like anybody else, I loved them. I used to eat way, way too many of them, white pasta, things that would rise make my blood sugar come up and affect the way that my body was working. So I just made changes because I read and learned about it, what would happen first, and then I applied it to see if it would work, and it has. And for these last 4 years, after being a woman like any other woman going through, you know, children, emotions, hormonal changes, menopause, and all of that. You know, like any other woman, I have been a yo-yo weight up and down and up and down over the years. And since I began this new regime that I'm on these last 4 years, my weight has not fluctuated more than like 8 pounds. And then I can get that off really quickly because I go back again to, you know, what feeding the body what the body needs, not really what I think that I want at certain times. And not to say that I'm totally, you know, vegetarian or anything else. In the book I say, I do everything in moderation. If I want a little piece of chocolate, I'll have a little piece of chocolate. If I want a cup of coffee on the Sunday morning, I'll have a cup of coffee on Sunday morning. I just don't do things to excess anymore like I used to do. And, of course, that coupled and teamed along with exercise. When we get through with our conversation today, I'll be going down to my personal trainer and doing my weightlifting because osteoporosis runs in my family. In order to keep my bones strong, I have to keep my muscles strong. I have to keep my body strong because I will not be doing what happened to my mother, my grandmother, and my aunts watching all of these women suffer over the years. So, yes, Jean Houston is absolutely right. You know, change is absolutely necessary, and we have to get out of this. We get in this sedentary mindset, you know, because the food puts us there. What we drink sometimes puts us there. Our attitudes, our mindset will put us there. So we need to open ourselves up to new beginnings and actually apply them.
Now, you have a couple of things in your book. You talk about Dawn Sanders, who is the creator coach of the Detox Diet Divas.
Mm-hmm.
You talk also about Susan Wang. She's got a book, Reverse Aging. You talk about virgin organic coconut oil, which I found very interesting. How is it that coconut oil was such a significant difference to you dietarily and also with the skin? The Hawaiians used it for centuries.
Oh, it's just absolutely, it blew me away when I found out about the coconut oil. I started using the coconut oil to cook with, and I eat about a tablespoon of it a day also, but I cook with it because it's such a healthy, healthy oil to cook with. And then I decided to take it because I started reading Dr. Mercola had some things on his website about the coconut oil topically on the skin. So I started melting it at a very low temperature and putting it in my Miracle 2 lotion. I talk about the Miracle 2 lotion also in the book because everything that I put on my skin and or in my body is natural. That is the key word in the title of that book, is naturally reversing. I choose not to use chemicals or, anything that would be toxic to my skin or my body. So the coconut oil, I put it in, I mix it in with my Miracle 2 lotion, and I've been using it on my skin now for about three and a half years. And it's just totally mind-boggling what it has done. I have had moles fade away or go away. I lost, I had scaly, sebaceous patches on my face. I had a deep furrow on my right brow, like a deep wrinkle. All those things went away. My age spots have lightened up to a very light brown rather than the dark brown they used to be. And it just keeps my skin moisturized and absolutely beautiful. I put it on my face every day, put it on my body every day, and I also cook and eat with it every day.
Tell us about Yuri LeBaron. You said that he's a visionary, and he has what's called a green food. Now, there are a lot of people that have promoted products like spirulina and algae, which is one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. And this is something that's been around, for a good 20 years. What is it that you have found that has been most effective for you?
Well, I never, even though I started lifting weights about 25 years ago, I was never one of those persons that went into that, to the store, where the weightlifters go in and you get your powders and your green food and all that. I never did that, probably because for the most part I came from a family that cooked real good, honest, organic food most of my life and was raised with that food. And so I never really went in that direction until 4 years ago when I read Tsang Wang's book, Reverse Aging, and getting back into the body's pH again and the alkaline terrain that the body likes to stay in. And Yuri LeBaron was brought to me by some friends just out of the blue. And he has a farm down in Utah on the top of a mountain that used to be a volcano. So there's all this fulvic ash that this food grows in. And I met Mr. LeBaron, and I got involved with the company. And, of course, because I started eating the food. And I started eating the food, and my body started detoxing, and my body started changing, and my body started shifting, and I couldn't believe it. That actually, the powdered food, the Yuri food, actually came even before I got my water ionizer and started drinking highly alkaline water. So my body shifted into an alkaline state as I started eating this green food and changing my diet in general. And it is an amazing product, and I had to put it in the book because it changed me so much. I still, first thing every morning, I put the Yuri food. I do the feast now. I put that in my morning drink that I put in the blender, and I will never go without it. I know what the energy in it is. It's so alive. The food, when he picks the crops, takes it in the truck over to the part that where it goes into the cylinder, and they dry the fruit, and it comes out into a powder stage at a very low temperature, which keeps the food alive. In other words, you know, we can go down to Whole Foods and buy a whole mess of wonderful organic produce, but, you know, after a few days, the food literally dies. The food becomes dead. Well, when food is low as is picked and dried at a very low temperature, like they do the green food, it stays alive in the canister for a very, very long time. And I have seen the probe go into this food, and I've seen the light bulb come on. So I know about the energy in this food. And the food literally changed my life and gave me a whole new mindset and took me into another whole arena of learning about what I choose to feed the body and how the body likes it. So I will be a forever Yuri LeBaron. He has recently changed the name of the company, but the product is the same. And in the book, I do have the, you know, the website and all of the contact information that tells people about Mr. LeBaron and the food that he makes.
Dr. Abhat Manjale was a guest on my show a number of years ago, and he passed away in England. And I had a great deal of appreciation for his publication on water. And
yes.
I know all of us hear about water, but there is so much material that's coming out now about don't drink water out of plastic bottles.
Yes.
Those bottles could have been subjected to heat, and you have no idea what molecules are in the water. And this is something that is being brought more and more to the forefront of people's attention. It's a
yes.
multi-billion-dollar industry, and people are not understanding that this is not so healthy for them. They think it might be, but it really isn't because of the effect that heat and storage can have on the interaction between water and plastic itself. Water, in and of itself, can be very caustic, especially if it's pure. And
yes.
it will literally leach stuff out of whatever it runs through or whatever it's left in. So you talk about a water ionizer. What does this do, and why is this so different?
All right. Well, let me preface this by first of all saying that everybody, so many people are dehydrated. We don't know about water. We don't stop to think that the body basically is mostly comprised of water, and without the water in our body, it fuels everything. It makes all the machinery inside of us, all the organs run. The blood and everything is connected to the water. We can go much longer without food than we can without water. Hydration is so enormously important. And, you know, Dr. Batman's book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, I just wept when I read that book. And, again, that was another enormous change that I made in myself because I was not being hydrated. Now, women will say to me, well, can't I drink tea? Oh, can't I drink iced tea? Can't I drink pop? Can I drink anything else? No, nothing else suffices to keep the body lubricated and the body running correctly, as does water. So I came across another company, and there are several of them all over the United States, different people that sell these water ionizer machines. And I'm going to go back to Sang Wang's book again, Reverse Aging, because that's where I got my information and started researching. And I now, for the last 4 years, drink water out of a water ionizer. It's a machine. These machines are made in South Korea and Japan. That technology has been in those countries for a very, very long time. They're now coming here, and people are understanding the importance of the kind of water that we do put in it, in ourselves, such as, like you just said, water in plastic bottles leaches the toxins from the plastic and or unfortunately, for the most part, most water that comes out of our taps is not the most healthy water that we can drink. So I have a machine that sits on my kitchen counter. They also have one that can go underneath if you don't want to look at it, but it makes no difference to me. It hooks up to my sink. I turn the water on, pull a lever, the water goes through this machine, and it goes through a filter system that actually brings the water back out again into my glass to a very alkaline state. The water that I drink is 9.5 or 10.0 in alkalinity. It removes all of the nastiness from the tap water, adds in minerals into the water that comes out highly alkaline, and they call it alkaline water. I know there's a lot of different water products out there right now, I know that a lot of them are very, very good for people. Some people have different kinds of systems. This system has worked really amazingly well for me. So after changing my diet, and then eating the powdered green food and getting myself more and more alkaline, then getting this water ionizer and started drinking alkaline water and putting that into my body. And for the first 2 years, I drank a gallon a day. I don't drink a gallon a day. I drink, and everybody should drink always half their body weight in ounces of water, good, clean water, a day in order for the body to operate properly. Again, my body just literally shifted and changed, and it runs so beautifully. Everything runs so beautifully. I don't take even an aspirin. I take no pharmaceuticals, and I know that it's because of the water and the food that I put in the body, plus the exercise. Those three things, I believe, are the most important things that we can do for ourselves.
Let's go into the mindset, because the body, we can take care of the body, but if we don't switch the thinking,
yes,
it's a total package, like you said, mind,
yes,
body, spirit. So let's talk about the mindset. What did you find that for you was the biggest shift? Because all of these steps that you're talking about looking wonderful and feeling good, and nobody would know to look at you that you're 64 years old, and you say, well, this is what I was. I can show you a before and after photo. So this,
yes,
is really very positive. But what was it that really in your mindset shifted?
Yes, you know, the mind section, actually, I make mention in the book that while I chose to begin with the body, that really, the section having to do with the mind is the most powerful part of the book. And not to take away from the importance of the body, because, you know, everybody is so concerned about that nowadays with this health epidemic that we find ourselves in. But without the mind, we wouldn't be able to do anything to the body. And I start the book here with a definition of the mind, a noun, the consciousness that originates in the brain and directs mental and physical behavior. And then my little take on that I wrote in here says, the mind is endless and stores our genius. It can control us, or we can learn to control it. The second choice is preferable. Difficult, but well worth the effort. There is only one mind any of us can directly observe or experience, and that mind is our own. And this chapter actually deals with a lot of difficult times that I had in my life, things having to do with giving a baby boy up for adoption in 1967 and not finding him until 32 years later. My mother, back in those days, we wore a scarlet A on her arm, kicking me out of the house, having to find a place for myself to go through this. The birth ended up being a 36-hour labor, breech birth. I did have the baby naturally. Other things, a personal bankruptcy, divorce, menopause, depression, all sorts of things that any of us might go through. We all emote the same emotions and have the same feelings. It's just our circumstances that might be different. I was fortunate to have parents, even though there were a few difficult times with my mother, who basically loved me unconditionally and supported me in everything that I did. And I think that that is the basis for all of us to have those beginnings. And I talk about Ashley Montague and his book, Growing Young, in my book quite a bit, and parenting skills necessary and important to helping to create, you know, well-put-together human beings. So the fact that I had a very positive childhood and a lot of love, I think, when the other difficult things came through, even though it was hard getting through them, I knew that I could, you know, because we have this sense about ourselves that we can do those things, and we do. So I use myself as an example to other people to say, you know, it's hard, but you know what? Once you come back out on the other side, and it's really, the drama is not, we make the drama so much more dramatic than what it really has to be, because that's how we are, or care too much about what other people might think about us, or what society might think about us, or let ourselves be led by what society or family or mentors might tell us that we need to be. It's really about love of self. And taking control of your own destiny and then creating your own destiny, because that's absolutely possible. So without the mind engaged. And so I wrote this chapter especially to try to help people engage it earlier than I did. You know, it took me till I was 50 years old to actually sit with my mother and tell her what was on my mind all of those years. And I really didn't need to wait that long. But there again, I believe I was supposed to, because everything happens timing-wise for a reason. So yes, the mind and tapping into your unconscious mind, creating your own reality is a blessing that everybody should tap into it. It's our gift, Donna, to be able
Absolutely.
To do that.
Well, I know, Joan, we're just about out of time. For those of you listening, Joan Bunny's book is Sexy in Your 60s, How You Can Naturally Reverse the Aging Process and Rejuvenate Your Life, Mind, Body, and Spirit. She's got sections on each one. She's got all kinds of references, websites that you can go to. So whatever you might want to explore, and guys, I know we gals are usually up on the forefront at looking at this, but you need to pay attention too, because why shouldn't you enjoy a quality of life? You don't have to go through the stuff that your grandfathers and uncles and even maybe your dad went through in their maturing years of life. It doesn't mean that you're an old fossil and you don't have to look like one, nor do you have to act like one. So the wisdom in this book can really go a long way. I like, Joan, that you have the 5 simple rules for happiness. Free your heart from hatred. Free your mind from worries. Live simply, give more, and expect less. That's a quote that you have in your book. And I think that that's a very good one. What is your website that people can go to, Joan?
My website is www.sexyinyour60s.com. And my webmistress keeps it all up to date with all of the things I'm involved in. I'll be heading to California next week to take part in a PBS TV segment with a product called Ageless Secret that I've been using on my skin that is just, again, natural and beautiful and just wonderful. So the road keeps moving forward, Donna, to be able to speak out to the women, not just Crohn's our age, postmenopausal women, but also for the younger women who will be Crohn's one day, to change people's perceptions about themselves.
I think it's fabulous. Joan Bunny, her last name is spelled B-U-N-N-E-Y. Go to her website, sexyinyour60s.com, and you'll find all kinds of information there. Joan, I wish you the best in this wonderful adventure that turning into your 60s has brought you.
Thank you, Donna, so much, and we will stay in touch.
Have a wonderful life. This is Donna Seabold. Don't forget, go to www.sexyinyour60s.com. That's the name of the book. Pick it up. What a great gift for somebody that you want to inspire with being able to enjoy maturing instead of feeling like they got it stuck in a rocking chair somewhere on somebody's porch or ending up in an old folks' home. Doesn't have to be that way. This is Donna Seabold. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Phone lines are now open, and if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do it. Here is the telephone number. We only have one number you have to call into anymore, 888-815-9756, and that is worldwide. That's 888-815-9756. I know we have a caller on the line, but I do want to let you know that when you call in, if you've never done it before, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, after I give you my insights, we'll be able to answer a question that you might have. So let's go to our first caller of the day, show you how it's done. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Leanna.
Yes, Leanna.
Hey, this is Leanna in Louisiana. How are y'all doing?
Well, Leanna, I'm doing fabulously. Where in Louisiana are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Baton Rouge.
Oh, beautiful city. My goodness.
And, so of course, I've got somebody calling in right now. But, first of all, is June here with us right now?
I beg your pardon?
Is it Joan?
No, Joan is now off the air. Did you want some information about Joan?
I'm excited to see that you have her on the show today. She's gorgeous, and this is exactly what I was looking for. Something told me to come to the computer and see who was on BBS Radio today, and I have been looking for information to restore my youth and to look better and feel better about myself. And this seems to be the perfect book for me, which is an answer to my prayer. So I'm thankful that you had her on today.
Well, if you had a chance to chat with her, you would find that she is a very, very delightful woman, and she is a good example of what that we can look forward to being. And I think the information in her book, Sexy in Your 60s, She tickled me because she said she's also got a site. She's already got the domains for sexy in your 70s, 80s, and 90s. She's already got those.
Why not? I love it. We need that. Us women need that.
Yes, and I think one of the things that women need today, there is a lack of understanding about how nice it is to look attractive, to feel attractive. And there are so many young people that when I'm watching them and interacting with them, they will say, oh, who wants to do this with their hair or this with the skin? But they're all concerned. And so when we can have women of mature years who have gorgeous skin, beautiful hair, feel good about themselves, regardless of what their size is, they feel good and they're healthy. That's something the younger generation can use as an example, and we have gotten so far removed from that.
Right.
And I think that the older woman does not have to look like something that's out of the city dump. She doesn't.
I'm not gonna.
I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it, how they go?
It's ridiculous.
It's just really sad. So you should look attractive, and I have to compliment you. That's a wonderful attitude to have.
Absolutely. And you know, it's all about feeding your body what it needs and then focusing your attention on how you want to feel and look. And I started doing that. I decided what I wanted, and then my body has started changing. And, you know, and I started asking for answers on how to put the proper nutrients in my body so I could radiate beauty and look and feel good. And it's already starting to happen. So, I'm excited. And also, I know that you have great intuitive insight. I wanted to call in and maybe ask a question.
Go right ahead. Ask your question, dear. I'd be happy to answer it.
I am changing careers. I'm actually very excited. And I just wanted to see, maybe get some input or some insight on maybe the best route to take and see what you thought.
All right. What environment of skill and expertise were you in, and where would you like to see yourself? What direction are you choosing?
I've worked from home in the home business industry as a, you know, studying personal development and being a coach to a lot of people. And I'm wanting to now get out of the house.
Okay.
I want to travel the world, and I want to be an actress.
All right. Now, the first thing that you need to know is that I am not seeing you becoming, you know, a super Broadway star. But I do think that the acting is a release factor for you so that you can take care of removing some boundaries that you had self-imposed upon yourself through the years.
Okay.
And this is normal. We're human beings. We buy into different scenarios, because that's what we think we're supposed to do. So here you are right now with having been in a particular environment. Now, I don't want you to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
I want you to realize all of your skills, all of your training, all of your discipline will very easily flow into an environment that will include travel, that will enable you to really continue to operate out of a home base. It'll keep your overhead down, and you'll make very good money. But more than that, you're going to have a chance to demonstrate your flair for the dramatic. And let me give you an example. You could, let's say, become a speaker. And maybe you would do like one woman that I knew. When she wanted to get a point across, she'd drive a Harley onto a stage. It's a hoot. Mm-hmm. She was a little bitty squirt. And here she is with this huge monstrosity of a machine. And it was always very dramatic and, of course, very noisy. Well, this was the actress inside of her coming out. Mm-hmm. And she'd come out in the black regalia and all of the whatever that they like to wear. And she made a point about how what you do, if you're going to make noise, be sure that you understand the effect of that noise and use it in the right way. And I'm just sort of paraphrasing this here because this was quite a while ago. What you need to understand is that you are acting off and on at all times. But what you're wanting to do is refine it. So So I would encourage you to join a local theater. I think it's going to take you 2 years to really redefine what you want to do. But I want you to expand on the base that you already have and continue the coaching aspect because you really like it.
The coaching of...
And use it in a different way.
Okay.
Using it in a way that makes people enthusiastic about life. Maybe you don't want to necessarily do advice for businesses, quote unquote, but you would like to be able to encourage people to be a part of the adventure of life and maybe enjoying traveling. You see what I'm trying to get across to you? You have already a treasure chest of skills and ability.
Right.
That you may be feeling you've reached your own personal glass ceiling and you want to break through it. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You want to just redefine it. Maybe a better word is you want to take what you've got and sculpt it into a different form.
Okay.
And it's going to be a winning proposition for you. And you'll be able to do the traveling.
Okay.
One of the things you might want to consider is contacting some of the larger travel organizations that are right there in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
And find out for someone with your skills that really likes interacting with people, what would they recommend? Because you're bringing to the table something that a young person would not have. And that's experience.
Okay, so you are you seeing me more as a speaker?
I think it's going to be a combination of things.
Okay.
I think it's going to be where maybe, and this is just a description. It's not it, so I don't want you to get stuck with this label. But let's say you decided you wanted to become a tour guide for people going over to see the ruins in Greece, the Parthenon, you know, and you decided the Parthenon, you wanted to see this, and you wanted to talk about the history. So what could you do? You'd put something together that would be maybe humorous, maybe very colorful, it would be entertaining, and you'd be part of a team. So there's all kinds of ways that you could put your skills to use, but I'd definitely encourage you to sign up for some acting classes. Join a local little theater in your own area and just start being a part of this environment that has always meant a lot to you. And I think it's just going to be a natural incorporation.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you for calling in. And I know Joan will be pleased to hear that someone who was listening, that the information was so valuable to them about her show. Liana, thank you so much for calling in from Baton Rouge. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open. If you would like to chat with me, call me at 888-815-9756. We only have one number today that we have to give out. 888, it's worldwide, 815-9756. Now, I want to remind you that this evening I am going to be on the Super Psychics program with Bill at Achieve Radio. So if you'd like to listen to it, you'll also have the opportunity to call in. It's 8 to 10 Pacific time, and I'm looking forward to this. I feel so very privileged that they have invited me back again as a guest. So just know that you can listen yourself no matter where you are. I know if you're back on the East Coast, that's a wee bit late, but some of you are really people that like to stay up late and be on the computer working. So anyway, that's this evening from 8 to 10. And then next Tuesday, I'm going to be on with a delightful woman that I've known for a number of years. She herself is a psychic. Her name is Monique Chapman. So a week from Tuesday, I'll be on the air with Monique from 5 to 7 Pacific time on AchieveRadio.com. So put that down in your favorites and just touch the button and connect with us this evening and also next Tuesday. And you'll be able to, on Monique's show, you can go to her website, walkingwithspirit.com. So we've just got a lot going on here. I know we're going to be taking a break now. You want to give me a call, 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, 888-815-9756. We've got a caller on the line waiting, but if you want to give me a buzz, we can chat too. 888-815-9756. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Bellingham, and my name is Linda.
All right, Linda, the first thing that is coming into my mind is you must stop crying over what you cannot control, and the memories of the past need to be put in what I call your mental drawer. And whenever they start slipping out of their files, you need to be able to put them back in and put them away. There is always something that we may have gone through that was traumatic or very upsetting in our lives one way or the other. And we want to be able to use the knowledge of that experience wisely and well, but we don't want it to keep running interference. And that's what I'm getting here, is something from the past flipping up into your mental awareness like a piece of toast being popped out of the toaster, and all of a sudden that's what you're focusing on instead of what the reality is of the moment. So I want to encourage you to be aware that you are going to need to be consciously present with these flip-ups that come into your mental awareness, and take a split second, that's all it takes, and say, wait a minute, am I going to give power to this? What's really going on around me? And again, that just takes a split second, but it's consciously being present with it, because it's so easy to stay stuck with certain patterning. And I think you're going to find little by little that whatever this is that creates apprehension in your thinking that could self-sabotage you, that's going to be able to be toned down so that just very infrequently that popping up will occur. Also, it looks to me like you're going to be on the road traveling, and there's some place that you're going to go to where there's a lot of biking. And I want to say, if you can get out and get on a bike and just ride around, there's beautiful trails. It reminds me of Eugene, Oregon, just all those beautiful bike trails. But there are a number of other places that have something similar, and you need to remember that those trails are meant to be enjoyed, and you need to give yourself that time just to relax, just to play. If you want to walk, fine, but you need to be in that kind of an environment every once in a while. Put away the computer, put away the phone, put away everything, and just be in the moment of wherever you might be enjoying such a wonderful experience, and be accepting of it, and don't feel guilty that you're not trying to be, you know, that you're not trying to do 15, 20 things at the same time. Give yourself a break. You need to have it because you're getting ready to go into a new direction, and clarity of thinking will serve you well. So take those breaks for yourself every once in a while, whether it's an hour or a day. Do it for yourself, and you'll have the clarity of thinking that you need. Do you have a question for me?
Well, it's so interesting because I thought I was doing all of that, and all the little pop-ups, I thought I was handling that. So I can't put my finger on anything what that would be, because I thought I had that dialed in, you know? I thought I had it.
Well, don't get stressed over it.
And I am in the moment.
If it's being mentioned to you and you're already consciously present with it, then it's just a reminder. So it could be
okay,
there may
so
be
then
something.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. You're doing fine. Just remember, this probably is being given if you're already paying attention. There may be some things that might be coming up that'll do this little flip on you, and you don't need to get stuck there.
Okay, I just met someone. I thought maybe that would be the person I'm supposed to connect with or not.
Well, what's the individual's first name?
Cliff.
Well, with Cliff, I would say relax about this. Cliff doesn't want things to move too fast, neither do you. I think
no.
You want to relax with this. And this could have something to do with pop-ups, just what I was talking about earlier. And it may not be just with you. It might be with him as well.
Uh-huh.
So let's relax about this and take time to really just enjoy getting to know each other. And that takes time. That's not something that's add water mixed and you got it.
Right. Now, Donna, since we were talking about health earlier, my dog's bladder she's leaking, and I'm wondering, I'm giving her a few remedies, a homeopathic remedy and some herbs and a tincture, and I'm just wondering if there's any insight in what I can do for her, if this is something that will clear up.
Well, you've got a couple of other conditions that are going on. If you've got a good vet that really likes to do things as much as possible in a natural way, I think some surgery can be bypassed here. You've done enough early enough that it could make a difference, but I would say talk to your vet and get some real clarity on this, because there may need to be a repair job. If it doesn't clear up, there may need to be some kind of a surgery.
She's 10 years old, a little red Sharpei.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, he would come out of the surgery quite well, dependent on, you know, how it was done. But it looks like there's a repair that may have to be done. So if the body's not able to take care of the repair, there may have to be some surgical assistance here.
Is there a food that I fed her asparagus today, and I feed her greens and broccoli?
No, greens sometimes are not handled well by animals, and it all depends. And that's where you need to talk to someone that really understands the constitution of the breed that you have and understands the constitution of dogs.
Okay.
So I want you to see if you have someone, you know, that is a good vet, that understands homeopathic remedies and naturopathic applications, that's fine. But I think there also has to be a clarity here. Sometimes surgery is necessary, and that's not a bad thing. But you want to look at whatever you can do, and you can want to watch out for certain other signs. But there's a compounding of situations that are going on in the animal. not just a single situation.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if it was her joints. I was giving her glucosamine sulfate.
That I'm not able to answer for you, because I
yeah.
do think you need to have some, there may need to be some tests on. I'm sorry, I've got to go. We're out
okay.
of time.
Well, thank you very, very much. I
You're
appreciate
welcome,
the input.
Linda. This is
okay.
Donna Sebo. My goodness, the hour has just flown by. Tomorrow, hey, we're going to be talking to Martin Palmer in England, the Quan Yin Chronicles, the Chinese goddess. Fascinating stuff, great history. We'll be talking then. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, you have got a lot to offer this world. And whether you're in your 60s, or you're in your 20s or 30s, or you're in your 90s, I don't care. You can just glow to with such a wonderful light that people are going to say, I want to know what you're doing. What is it? I want to look as good as you do. I want to be like you. That's what shows you that you've really done a good job. Go for it. After all, aren't you the best investment in your life? You yourself? I think so. And when you take care of yourself, you're able to do a lot of good for other people. This is Donna Sebo. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.